Treasury Stunt Waltz, the Martin Men, Jack Fina, and the famous Freddie Martin Orchestra. I suppose everybody listening to this program has somebody in the service. And you know those men are fighting with everything they've got. Doesn't it seem the least we can do is to buy more war bonds to supply them more money needed for our armed forces now that they're going places and faster? We've all got a... It's the difference between what the family's making and what it costs the family to live. That's how much your family should be putting into war bonds every week through your payroll savings plan. Figure it out yourself.
Hello, friends. This is Freddie Martin. Let's start off with a song that suggests a bit of mighty good advice. It's called Don't Worry. Be thankful that we live in these 48 free states that we call our country. Yes, the names of these states spell home and freedom. Gene Walsh and the boys have a popular musical salute to Nevada.
Of Nevada, truly lips divine were so willingly mine that night. There on our hilltop with nothing but heaven around us, we lost ourselves in a heavenly moonbeam till sunrise found us. Fell in love, oh, so madly in love in Nevada. We lived a dream by a blue mountain stream that
And now let's speed up the tempo of Uncle Sam's Treasury Star musical Bandwagon with a special modern arrangement based on the Second Hungarian Rhapsody. Oh, Our boys fighting over there have pledged their lives for victory. They're doing their full share to help win this war. And on the home front, we must do our full share and more. One way is to keep on buying more war bonds and say a prayer for the boys over there.
As you silently rise when they play the Star-Spangled Banner, as the song of freedom fills the air, say a prayer for the boys over there.
Have you got a dollar on you? Pull it out of your pocket and take a good look at it. There is a piece of sound money. What are you going to do with that dollar? How will you help to maintain its worth and prestige? Today there are fewer ways of spending it, and every dollar you squander contributes to the danger of inflation. There's an answer, though, and a mighty good one, too. Buy war bonds, and more war bonds. Only victory can save the American dollar. And only adequate war financing can give American forces and their allies what they must have to see this war through. Unless your dollars join the fight, they may be worthless later on. If they go to war, they'll come back to you with interest. The choice should not be difficult. So figure out how you can send more of your dollars to war every payday. Jot down on one side of a piece of paper all the money that's coming into your house every week. Salary, bonuses, overtime, everything. On the other side, write down what it costs you to live, without frills and extras. The difference between the two belongs in war bonds. Put it there, every week, through your payroll savings plan. The Treasury Department wishes to thank Freddie Martin, Tony Leonard, Gene Walsh, Jack Fina, the Martin Men and the Orchestra, and this station for the use of its facilities. This is Frederick Shields suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.